Right now on the Herb Oscar Ken Show, we're talking to, well, a real nut. And not only is she a real nut, she's a heck of a nice gal, too, and a real, real funny gal, Lily Tomlin. Hi, Lily. How are you today?
Oh, you know she's not so nice.
Oh, and I know she's nice.
Sorry.
She's really nice. I know she is.
She's
Lily, how are you today?
Plenty.
Huh?
She owes me plenty.
Oh, now, come on. Who is this calling? Who is this talking?
Bernstein.
Oh, my gosh. I want to talk to Lily.
Well, just a minute. I'll put her on.
All right.
For you.
Hello. Hi, Lily. Is this really you?
Yeah.
Well, I have an idea. We're going to be talking to many people here in the next couple of minutes. First of all, Lily, let me add my name to the probably long list of people that have already congratulated you on your Grammy Award-winning album. This is a recording.
Yes, thank you.
And this was, of course, the album of the year, the comedy album of the year. And this is really fantastic. And am I correct? Did I read someplace that this you're the first female to ever get this award?
Yes, I think that's so, yes.
Well, that's really fantastic. Well, congratulations from me.
Thanks.
And so what's going on? You have this new album now we want to talk a little bit about, which features Edith Ann.
Yes, right.
That little kook.
Right.
Is she around?
Yes, I think so.
All right, let me speak to her.
Still.
This, who is this?
This is Edith.
Edith, how are you?
All right.
Well, that's good. How's Buster?
Buster is really good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
He already don't smell good.
Pardon?
He already don't smell good.
Oh, well, I understand that. Yeah, Buster has a lot of fans around here.
Does he?
Around the Lexington area. And so do you, Edith Ann.
Thank you.
And we really like your new album. Well, it's not actually your new album, but it's the album you're featured on, right?
Yeah, I bought a record.
That's right. Well, that's really great. A lot of people around here. You have a lot of fans in the Lexington area, Edith Ann.
All right.
How old are you, Edith Ann?
I'm 5 and a half.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And I have to go because I have to go put peanut butter on my baby brother's head to kill the cooties.
Oh, my God. Well, you better go ahead and do that. Put your friend Lily back on.
Hello.
Hi, Lily. Back on again, I see. She's putting peanut butter on her head to kill all the cooties. Is that exactly what she said?
Oh, she says she's going to do that to her baby brother. I don't know if she does these things or not.
Oh, my gosh.
She told me the other day that if you hold him upside down, he faints. I'm not sure just what goes on when she's near him.
She's a real crazy one, I'll tell you. Lily, you're a mighty busy gal these days. I saw you on the Carson show last week.
Oh, yes.
Which is real gas. And let me see, you have some other TV appearances coming up. David Frost. And I think that's tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
And the Mike Douglas Show. You're on all the biggies, I see.
And Cavett. I'll be on Cavett on Thursday.
Yeah, right. I see Dick Cavett on Thursday. You're on all the big shows except Town Talk, which is a little inside joke here.
Mexican.
Yes, right. Well, what about this new album? This is your new one. We've been featuring it lately here at WLAP. And what can you tell us about this? Did you write most of the material for this?
Yeah, I did. I wrote it really with another girl, Jane Wagner.
Yes, I know her surname on the back of it, I believe.
Yeah, we put the album together. Most of it's autobiographical.
Yeah. And done out in San Francisco in front of a live audience, I believe, is that right?
No, Pasadena.
Pasadena, right,
yeah.
Right.
I just used my family and my old neighborhood, my mother. I thought my mother would be the first one in line to sue me.
Oh, my gosh.
But no, she loved it.
Oh, gosh.
One bit on the album I talk about, Edith says, talks about going to Parr's Bar every Saturday with her daddy.
Yeah.
And she says, and then every Christmas we get an ashtray for a present. And Mama said, isn't it pretty? And it only cost $2,000. And my mother really did say that, you know. And
is that right?
And so when I was talking to her on the phone, she said, well, listen, isn't that my line about the ashtray costing $2,000? In fact, my mother lives in Paducah.
Oh, yeah, Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, is that the Tomlin family out there?
Well, my father died last year, and my mother moved back. We lived in, you know, I grew up in Detroit, but my mother moved back to Paducah.
I see. Originally from there, I guess?
Right, both my mother and my daddy.
Right, right. Well, Lily, nice to talk to you today. Once again, congratulations on your big, fantastic album that won the big award.
Thank you.
When are you coming to Kentucky? When can we see you here sometime, I hope?
I don't know, and I'm going to be in near Lexington. I'm going to be in Paducah to see my mother in April.
Right, right.
That's a long way from Lexington.
It is quite a ways. Hope you can get up here, though.
Yeah, I love it. Lexington's really pretty. I've been through there.
Oh, it's just beginning to get really beautiful now, too, in the springtime.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Lily, and you say goodbye to your little friend there for us, Edith Ann.
Thank you, Herb.
Okay, and bye. Come by and see you. Oh, bye, Edith Ann. We'll see you now.
All right.
Okay.
Kiss.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.